And now, a finance update.
From Switzer.com.au, this is the conversation we've been having this half hour, Mr. Switzer, talking about the fact that despite what we've heard during the week from various charities, that the sky is now falling in on the economy, and therefore people cannot possibly put food on their table because of the incredible rise in interest rates so far. How about you just go without a bit?
But, you know, Chris, interest rates really haven't been increasing all that much anyway. You know, like the prospect of them increasing looks potentially scary. But at the moment, mate, you look at it this way. The vast majority of people who have a home loan right now borrowed before 2 years ago. So they borrowed probably at 4 or 5%. Now, over the last 2 years, they could have refinanced at 2%, right? Mm-hmm. At the same time, the value of their home's gone up between 35 and 50%. Mm. So that's the majority. The people who might be in trouble in coming months or years are the ones who borrowed over the last 2 years and bought into a very expensive market. Mm. But the bankers and the lenders have always said to these people, we'll give you the money on the basis that interest rates could go up by 2.5% or 2.75%. So this is what's happening is we're focusing on a small group of people who have overborrowed and are now panicking. And by the way, I did a spot this week for Studio 10 on the day the interest rates went up. They asked me to explain what was going on. And while I was at 10, two young people came to me who'd recently borrowed, and they said, do you think I should fix my interest rates? And I said to them, well, what interest rate are you on? And both of them couldn't tell me what they're on. So they really haven't done any planning whatsoever. Nah. And I actually said to them, don't fix now, because the fixed rate puts you on where you'll be in 2 years' time.
Yes.
If you stick to variable. So you're punishing yourself in advance.
Yeah.
So, and look, I interviewed Chris Joy yesterday. Chris is probably one of the best callers on the market out there. And he says that, you know, interest rates will rise, but the big calls out there of how what they might rise by are being exaggerated, and it won't be right. And the Reserve Bank doesn't want to create a recession. So I would say between now and Christmas, we might get 3 or 4 rises at the very most. And then they'll sit back and see if that's going to work. And they're not going to just, you know, crush people and push the economy into recession. No way, no.
Spot on. Now, the stock market, they're all spooked because of what's happening abroad in terms of inflation, right?
Yep, exactly. And the US market year-to-date is down 14%. We are down 5%. We are going to have a much better year than the Yanks, because the Yanks ripped out of the coronavirus crash of the market, and they grew over 30, 40%. We're only up about 5 or 7%, and so we've only pulled back a little bit. And Chris, what I always do to work out whether what you're seeing on the market now is a prelude to a big market crash, I go to this thing called the Citigroup's bear market checklist. Now, before the dot-com bust, 17.5 out of 18 indicators that they look at said, get out of the market, get out of the market, yeah. It's scary. Before the GFC, 13 out of 18 said, get out of the market. And they always say, if you're 10 or less of indicators saying, you know, things are okay, then you're all right. At the moment, they're saying 7.5 indicators out of 18 look a little bit scary. So that means 12.5 aren't looking scary at all. Well, sorry, it would be 11.5, better still, 10.5 are saying, don't be scared. My math ain't let me down for a moment. But what I'm saying, Chris, is at the moment, there is no reason to be panicking about the stock market. And this is like what you call a correction because of the excess that came after the coronavirus crash in the market.
Yeah. Well said. Beautiful summary. Enjoy your weekend and all the best to the Roosters.
And can I just throw one last thing?
Yeah.
The people who are panicking now remind me of Rabbitohs and Roosters supporters who are worrying too early in the season. It's early days, and even though you might think the Panthers and Storm look unbeatable, look at last night's result.
Very, very intellectual sporting commentary. Thank you very much for that, Mr. Switzer.
Cheers, buddy.
There you go. The sports segment with a little bit of finance from Peter Switzer from switzer.com.au, 26 to midday.